I'm an addict. My name is Stephanie. First, I'd like to thank God for allowing me to be here. I'd like to thank God for this program of Narcotics Anonymous.
That's right.
Altoona. That's where I'm at, right? Stephanie from Baltimore. Feel like I just got set up. I done walked into the trap. But you know what? It's all right. Because it's a good trap today. It's a trap about recovery. One day at a time. Whew. My topic is self-acceptance. I just love my God. Because he put me in a program where I have to talk about me. And I don't know about nobody else. It's a blessing when you can get honest and talk about self. Man, I'm here to share my experience, strengths, and hopes. And I always like to talk about as far as a little bit of how I got here. You know, and then when I listened to self-acceptance, and I looked at how I came into this program in active addiction where I didn't like self. You know, I always ran from self. I was that person. I was that addict who always wanted to be a part of something. You know, I was always trying to fit in and always trying to please other people. I had a lot of issues growing up and coming through my life that started early on, you know. And I remember some things that happened in my life that I can talk about today. Because, see, I'm going to share some things that happened in my life that, for real, I thought I would take to my grave. I'm talking about some secrets. I'm talking about some issues that, some stuff that happened in my life that made my self-esteem so low. Some things that happened in my life that really hurt me and feel bad about myself, where I never thought people would love me, let alone like me. You know, I'm talking about some issues that happened in my life where I was abused by someone who was close to me, who was my father. See, I can stand here and talk about today, because, see, when I first shared about it, when I came into this program, that was a hard pill, because, see, it was a relief just to get it out. You know, it was like, how can this happen to me? I'm the only daughter. You don't do this to me. I'm daddy's little girl. And see, I thought something was wrong with me. And it was like I said, it was one of those secrets like made me really act out on myself as life went on. You know, I remember coming up as a teenager and this thing was going on and I was feeling like shame and guilt and I wasn't feeling loved, you know, and I was like looking for love in all the wrong places. I was rebellious, you know, I was cutting school, I was out drinking early. My thing started long before I even picked up the drug. And I thought something was seriously wrong with me. And then where I come to find out, see, I started showing up places I really had no business showing up at. And more things started happening in my life. See, I can sit up here and be the victim in some situations, but a lot of times I volunteered and showed up. You know, I started in an early age as far as getting high and drinking and stuff. And like I say, always trying to feel a part of. Because I was running from self. I ran from me a long time. You know, because I was hurting. And I couldn't tell nobody. It's nothing worse than when somebody's doing something to you and you know it's wrong and you can't tell nobody. Because you're feeling threatened or being threatened because if you say something that they're going to kill you or hurt you and harm you in some way. thank God for this program. I thank God for it because, like I said, I thought this was going to be something that I would take to my grave with me. To where, so I found a place where God led me to a place where I could expose it. You know, I look at my act of addiction. I look at my track record of my life. I play the whole tape, not just part of it. I want to remember all the pain because, see, the pain outweighed the fun. Okay? Yeah, it was good at the beginning when I thought I had some control. You know, where I was going to the clubs because, see, I was the sister with the nightlife. See? The lifestyle will kill you. I was so caught up in that lifestyle. Going to the clubs. Being a part of. Dressing up on the outside and feeling like shit on the inside. And even have done that even in recovery. But I thank God because I had to go through everything I had to go through to get where I'm at today. I'm talking about go through the pain and humiliation. Go through my lows, my bottoms. I had to go through all that. Not loving self, low self-esteem, low self-worth. Doing things that I thought I would never do. You see, I was that addict in the beginning and said, you know, I'm like too cute. This was my thing, unique. I was the unique addict. You know, we were too cute for that. Oh, no, we can't be with you because you're beneath me. When I was beneath myself. You know, when I think about it, it's a sad thing what a white substance will do to your life. Where it will take you when you think you're running something and you got control of self. At the end, I had to accept that I had a problem. Because, see, at the end, for me, I don't know about nobody else. See, I ain't want to be 40 years old still smoking crack. I just didn't. For me, at the end, to see the look on my son's face and my mother's face of shame, when they see you coming, when for real, they want you to be going. That thing cut through me. See, because in the beginning, early on, before I even got caught up in all this vicious cycle of drama, of active addiction, I had some dreams and some goals and some aspirations. I wanted to be somebody. And I lost that. I lost those dreams, them aspirations, those goals. I lost all that caught up in that lifestyle. Because, see, the disease of addiction is not a joke. I give it the utmost respect. I don't fuck with it. I know what it did to me. Okay? It took me to a bottom that I don't ever want to go again. It took me to some places that I don't ever want to go to again. And I can if I change my mind. See, I have some choices today. Thank God for choices. You know, I love who I have become. Because we're talking about some self-acceptance where it took some work to get where I'm at today and still got ways to go. I have not arrived. No, I have not. I don't want to ever get to the point in my life where I think I don't need y'all and I'm running some shit and that, okay, this is enough. Because, see, I can tell you about a pause when you want to take a pause around here in recovery. You will get an awakening. Some shit will happen in your life. That's supposed to happen. You know, because see, I can be that addict sometimes and say, look, God, I got this. You take everything else, but I got this. And see, my thing is, what I think I always got a handle on is relationships. Because I'm unique. Self-acceptance. When you learn to let go and let God. You know, I accept the fact that for real, my life was a mess. I accept the fact that I'm an addict and I am a recovering addict. I'm okay being an addict because I don't know about nobody else because I didn't know what I was at the end or whose I was. Because, see, at the end for me, death was looking real good. I remember for me at the end, it was so bad. Do you ever sit up there and you're using drugs and you just can't get high no more? No matter how much I smoke and how much I drink, I couldn't get high no more. And check this out. What I realized by being around here, I was still chasing that first one. That first one I was still chasing for 20-something years. I thank God for my process. I really do. Because, see, I came around here a little girl. Now I'm a young lady learning how to be a woman. And I had to go through some shit and recover. I had to go through breakup of relationships. The humility, always being humble, surrendering on a daily basis. Realizing that this is a we program and not an I. See, because see, one thing about me, when I first came around here in recovery, I jacked. I surrendered. I got one treatment center in my story and one recovery, one day at a time. Because I knew in my heart I ain't want to use no more. And I knew that my way was not working. Because, see, I was that self-centered addict. It was all about me. At the end of my addiction, it was like, I ain't need nobody. I ain't need no company. I was sharing coming up here. I said, I remember those days of active addiction. See, I ain't need nobody for me to get high, but I can get high by myself. I don't need no company. At the beginning of it, yeah, I needed you to show me how to cook it and show me how to shoot it and all that. But at the end, I learned some shit. Because, see, y'all was taking my shit. And y'all was stealing when I go into the other room. And then when I send you with my money and shit, you was coming back with half my shit. I caught on real quick. You know, some sick shit, but that's how I was. That's the insanity about that shit. And I heard Brother Shan before I came in here talking about that denial piece, man. Denial is a... I was gonna use that M word. Runs deep. When I got here, it was such a blessing to sit on that front row. Because, see, I was that addict. When I came in here, I ain't had to see nobody I got high with. I ain't need to see that shit. I just wanted to know how you stop and stay stopped. So y'all introduced me to some stuff around here that helped me get to where the self-acceptance is in my life today. Like foundation. These were some things that I needed to incorporate in my life. So I had to sit still long enough to find out what it was. What was structure? And then you talk about something called direction. Now, don't get it twisted. I believed in God, but see, I had to get good, orderly direction. I had no direction. So it was such a blessing to sit on that front row and take some suggestions and listen to some people and see how you stop and stay stopped. You know, it's just like the slogans that you hear around here. The one that used to blow my mind was, don't pick it up, it won't get in you. What do you mean? What did it say? You know, stuff like that baffled me. Like it really jumped in me. You know, more will be revealed. Keep it simple. You know, learn to listen and listen to learn. So when I got here, it was like, I don't want to fight anymore. You know, I don't know about nobody else, but at the end for me, I ain't want to see me with them spandex on no damn more. Them spandex is like, they light up right here. Walking down the street. 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning with some spandex on, thinking I'm the shit. No. Looking like Channel 11 straight up and down. But I'm the bomb. Don't want to do that one no more. I'm in a program where I don't have to settle for less. I don't have to take shorts no more. I don't have to do half. And I did some of that shit in recovery to get to the point where I'm at today. Because, see, you got to go through some shit. You got to go through some trials and tribulations to experience, to get the lesson and the blessing. That means you got to go through some pain to get some experiences around here. Recovery is a lovely thing. Let me tell you where I'm at in my recovery with some self-acceptance. I'm excited. I'm excited about my life today. And not just to say, how about... When you hear people say that shit, how about say it and feel it? I'm excited about my life today. Even through all that I went through as far as the breakups of the relationship, I have been through so much since 2005 up until this point. I'm talking about deaths. I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about jobs where it seemed like it was like the adversary was so busy coming in everywhere. It was like so much. But you know what I found out? God don't put no more on you. It's what you put on yourself. And how about even going through all that? I lost two brothers within a year. How about going through all that? Being grateful and not complaining. That I am so proud of self today to accept the fact that I have a God in my life and that my God is going to guide me and take me through. In spite of all that goes on, you got to go through some stuff to get to the light. You know? Thank God for steps. Thank God for sponsorship, for principles. Because, see, I grew up on morals and principles, and I have them back in my life today. You know, I like being a lady, learning how to be a woman. I like sitting in a chair crossing my legs. Yes, I do. I like looking nice. Because, see, I like nice things, but how about... what's really important is what's going on in the inside. See, because it's not a pretty thing walking around here all dressed up on the outside and feeling like shit on the inside. This is a program where you need to take advantage of it, appreciate it, and it's about working on self. See, I'm going to share this. Where I'm at with some self-acceptance is as far as allowing God to do what God needs to do. I am so sick of running on self-will. That shit's tiresome. I am so tired of trying to please you and not please me. Loving you and losing me. We're not having that anymore. We're not doing that one no more. Because see, sometimes, see, we can see, I can see in you what you may not see in yourself. So I feel like if I put my good qualities in your life, it's getting hot. If I put my qualities into your life, it's going to be best for, you know, it's like trying to be, just because you come in somebody's life, you think you're going to change because you're in them. You know where I've gotten to the point? When people show you who they are, believe them. Okay. I love it. When people show you who they are, believe them. Because I love you a certain way doesn't mean that you have to love me the same. You're not there yet, it's okay. If it's not meant to be. What I'm finding out, see, this program is a weed program. It's about relationships. And what I had to find out where to get with some self-acceptance, see, I can't lose me and you. I got to learn how to love me. What God has for me, God has for me. See, I don't have to keep looking for love in all the wrong places. You see what I'm saying? I don't want unhealthy anymore. I want healthy. See, because I can sit up there and say all day, I want healthy. But my behaviors and my actions say totally different. Because, see, then I'll get that side of wanting to have somebody, still looking love in all the wrong places. Because, see, it's more to love than just sex. That's right. I had enough sex to last a lifetime. I thank God that I can still have some. Okay? But I don't have to keep misusing it and abusing it. I don't have to keep giving myself away. No, I don't. I want a husband. I don't want to be no more mistress. I ain't going to be your girlfriend. We ain't in high school. So, self-acceptance. Learning to love me first. See, God will always be first. Always. But learning to love me. See, because when I learn how to love me, I can love you. Love is not just sleeping with you and put a smile on your face. You know, don't get it wrong. I mean, we enjoy sex and all that, but it's not the most important thing in the relationship. It plays a big part. Yes, it does, but it's not the most important thing. And I don't have to keep giving myself to get love in return. You know, I've learned to stop fighting and allow God to do what God needs to do with me. Because, see, I may... What looks good to me ain't always good for me. Okay? I listen to those sayings. Don't judge a book by its cover until you're going through the pages. You know? So how about working with, you know, allowing God to come in and work with you and clean you out and do what it is that needs to be done. And everything else will follow. I don't have to fight anymore. I thank God for as far as I've gotten today in my life. You know. And then I know it's more to come. You know. And when I thank God for this program and you people. You know, because see, this program to me is about building each other up and not tearing each other down. That's what I get out of it. See, when I came in this program, it wasn't about hating and being jealous and all that over dumb shit. That's too much energy. You know, God has a plan for me just like God has a plan for you. I always ask myself, why am I here? Because I have never lived as good as I'm living today. In spite of all the confusion, the things that go around me. Because see, what I learn in here, I take it out there. I take it home so I can be a better mother, where I can learn to talk to my child and not at my child. You know, I take it on my job. See, I'm not the one to go to my job. See, I've accepted some stuff. See, I'm not the one to go to my job and say, they need a sponsor. They need to work their program. No, you need to work the one you have, sweetie, and pray for them. Just like somebody prayed for you. Because I don't know about how nobody else feel. I feel truly blessed to have Narcotics Anonymous as a part of my life. I am living and enjoying life like I've never had before. I'm here in Altoona. I want a tuna sandwich. Plus, I think I'm funny. I've been wanting to say that tuna thing, right? Because y'all don't know the turns that we got coming up in here. But I'm here to report. Self-acceptance is a lovely thing. Learn to love you. It's a blessing. I have so much gratitude. You know, it's okay to be put on the spot and get up here and share your experience, strengths, and hope. Because I got it to give. Because somebody shared it with me. This is not about being selfish. In order for me to keep it, I must give it away. It's about helping somebody. It's not about judging and pointing fingers. It's not about that. Because it can get real busy in here. I find out what you put in this program is what you get out of it. You put nothing, you get nothing. You know, I want more than just nothing. Because life to me is so precious. Whereas though I can accept it, where I can appreciate it, whereas though even when things are not going right in my life, I am not complaining because I am so grateful. And not take credit for none and just show up. I don't know, I think I'm getting ready to shut down. I don't know if it's my time, but she's winking at me. But I'm just really grateful to be here. I hope I shared something to help someone. You know, this is my experience, my strengths, and my hopes. I don't know. Thanks for allowing me to share, y'all.